With the three wins tonight over St. Albert, Southwest Iowa, and at Shenandoah, Coach, and your thoughts on how this team performed tonight?
Tom, thanks to you and Cody for the coverage. I thought the kids, especially the seniors, when you're talking senior night, last home duel for our seniors, I thought most of them came out and competed hard, and the entire team. But always fun to see those seniors and parents and get one more chance to wrestle in our home gym. And, I thought they, competed well. Three more victories, a couple Hawkeye 10 victories. I think that puts us, finished in second place in Hawkeye 10 duels for the season. Wraps up our regular season duels, dual record of 14-4. We get an opportunity to wrestle next Tuesday at the regional duel. But we've got one more regular season tournament to finish up, the Hawkeye 10 tournament Saturday down in Clarinda. For the kids, it's a chance to go try to win a conference title as an individual. And so, that's a big goal for a number of our kids to try to win a Hawkeye 10 conference individual title. So some of them are going to have a chance. And if they come out and wrestle well, hopefully we can win some matches and see if we can stay in that, top two, three. I think everybody's chasing Creston right now. That's been plain to see. And Glenwood's, they're going to show up and compete. They've got a bunch of really tough kids, top-end guys, and I think they're starting to get some guys back. So for us, we've just got to come out and compete and try to, pull a few upsets along the way on Saturday. And hopefully we're learning from these matches. We've seen our district opposition now the last couple weekends, today with Shenandoah, Southwest Iowa, last week down at John Harris, saw everybody but Audubon. So, we have a pretty good idea of right where we're at. Hopefully we can finish the regular season strong at the Hawkeye 10, see if we can put a couple guys on top of the podium and see how high they can place.
Boy, no luck on Tuesday in the regional semifinal. Coach, what can you say about
Boyden Hall? Their lineup, they've got some kids that have dropped down a weight. We were kind of looking at that the other day. So they're getting stronger and stronger. And, we know that that's going to be a battle. They match up to us pretty well. So we know that they're a solid team and with some tough individuals through the upper middle weights. And we got some really good kids in there. And so, we know that's going to be a dogfight. And the winner of that, Sergeant Bluff awaits, and they're third in the dual rankings. We've seen them a couple times, and we know just how strong they are. So we know that we've got our work cut out for us. So hopefully, we focus on what we can do to hopefully finish out the regular season strong, and get ready and see if we can have a few guys compete at the Hawkeye 10 tournament.
Coach, as far as your squad, you talk about come out and wrestling hard. You guys seem to always peak at the right time. Would you say that's what we're seeing right now?
We probably don't talk about peaking. We just talk about constant improvement. We want to continue. Our focus in our program is always to be wrestling our best come specifically the state tournament series. So when we get to, now it's state duels before, but, state regional duels, state duels, districts in the state tournament. Hopefully, the needle's pointing in the right direction. Hopefully we're moving forward and getting better. Conditioning, I thought our conditioning looked pretty good tonight. So that's a positive. We've got to score first in those close matches. I think when you look at the matches we lost, we didn't get takedowns in that first period. So, that's got to be a big focus here for us, is find a way to get some takedowns to start matches.
Coach, thank you for taking the time with us here. Great job tonight. We'll see you Saturday at Clarinda.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Again, thanks for all the coverage. Go Trojans.
Our pleasure. A great night. And we will have the Hawkeye 10 Conference tournament on Saturday. We'll have live video coverage, and we'll be at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School at Sergeant Bluff on Tuesday, January 31st, for that regional semifinal with Atlantic and Boyden Hole Rock Valley. And we'll have the final match as well. We're going to wrap things up here with Cody Weaver, and we'll take a 30-second break and wrap things up here from Atlantic.